Welcome to this meditation on situational compassion. This meditation is helpful in situations that involve interpersonal relationships, interpersonal tension, and possibly interpersonal stress. Establish yourself in a position conducive to meditating. Settle into your posture. Feel the contact between your body and the supports beneath you. Feel the sense of groundedness provided by these supports. From this place of rootedness and groundedness, extend your spine upwards so that your body is straight and erect all the way to the crown of your head. And then from this place of uprightness, allow all the muscles in the body to relax, facilitated by the natural force of gravity. Now quickly scan your body for places of tension, and allow those places to soothe and settle and relax just a bit. Feel the muscles around your forehead, around your eyes, cheeks, lips, jaw, neck, shoulders, all the way down through the rest of your body. Now very gently allow your mind, your consciousness, your awareness to follow the sensations of the breathing as you inhale and then as you exhale. Don't force the breath to be in any particular way or rhythm. Simply allow the body to relax into the natural rhythm of the breath. So let's begin this practice with several minutes of breathing meditation.
And now I invite you to bring to mind a situation that to you is in some ways stressful. And ideally, a situation involving interpersonal relationships. Could be a meeting that you're about to attend, or a gathering of some sort. Or you could go back in time and do this meditation in the context of an event that has occurred recently. Bring this situation to mind. I often do this meditation in the context of work situations. Sometimes it might be a particular meeting, and sometimes just the general work environment that I imagine and breathe into. So whatever situation arises for you, breathe into it. Bring your awareness to the situation. What is the situation? Who is involved in the situation? How does it affect you? What effect does the situation have on your life? How does it affect you emotionally? At a very core level, what are your emotional reactions and responses to this situation? Now bring to mind another individual involved in this situation. Bring this individual to mind and imagine that you are in their presence. Imagine that this individual is there in front of you. And notice what arises for you as you imagine this. How is it in your body, in your emotions, in your thoughts, as you imagine yourself in this person's presence? Now drop any storylines, any assumptions you might have of this individual. And for a moment, imagine this person in a very different context from which you know them. Imagine them engaging in activities of daily life, just as you do. Perhaps doing mundane chores. Or spending time with their family or friends or loved ones. Or shopping, anything that comes to mind. Imagine this individual performing daily activities, activities that you can relate to. Now recite in your mind for this individual, just like me. This person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. And now recite the following aspiration. May each of us work for the common good. May we together work for the common good. Now drop this imagery. And invite another person involved in the situation into your imaginative presence. And repeat these same steps. Invite this individual in and notice what it's like for you as you do so. And then drop any storylines, any assumptions you may have of this person. And imagine them engaged in daily activities that you can relate to. And then recite. In your mind for this individual. Just like me. This person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me. This person wants to be happy and free from suffering. May each of us work for the common good. May we work together for the common good. And now spend the next several minutes inviting others involved in the situation one by one into your field of awareness. And repeat these steps with each individual. Invite them in. Notice what it's like for you. Imagine them engaged in everyday activities. And then recite phrases of common humanity. Now, imagine yourself in a circle with others who are engaged in the situation. If it's a small number of individuals involved in this situation, may include them all in the circle. If it is a much larger group, see who arises in the circle as representatives of this group. Take a moment and notice who is in the circle with you. You're all in a circle, facing inwards, so that you can see one another. Just take this in, this feeling of being in this circle with other people involved in this situation with you. And now remind yourself of the common humanity which exists for all of you. Remind yourself that just like yourself, each of these individuals has a life outside of this situation, has values, goals, aspirations, loved ones, etc. Recite in your mind, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now imagine yourself walking around the circle, facing each individual, and extending a hand, shaking hands. Go around the circle and shake hands with each individual. You might accompany this by a silent recitation in your mind. May we work together for the common good. May we work together for the common good. Now come back to your place in the circle. Once again, notice what it feels like to be in this circle. And again, recite. May each of us work for the common good. May we as a group work for the common good. May each of us work for the common good. May we as a group work together for the common good. Finally, recite an aspiration for yourself. May I embody compassion in my actions. May I embody wisdom in my actions. May I embody compassion in my actions. May I embody wisdom in my actions. Now return to your body and your breath and simply be with your breathing as we come to the end of this practice. Simply be there with your breath as you breathe. Gently bring your awareness to your own experiences and notice any effects of this practice on your body, on your thoughts, on your emotions. And I invite you now to close with a short dedication by reciting, may this practice help to bring well-being and happiness to my life. May this practice help to bring well-being and happiness to the lives of others in my community.